Welcome to another episode of Nerdacious Behavior, the podcast where we talk about all things dating and wellness. I'm your host, Yvette. I'm not telling you my last name because I hate my family. And this is...
Sean, and I am the new Santana. I guess that phrase wasn't trademarked, but I guess we could just go with co-host.
No, I trademarked it. We're fine.
Okay, well, that's important. So I can't actually call myself Santana unless I'm comparing myself to rock god Carlos Santana.
The new Santana.
He's not even a rock god. He's really just a crossover talent. But that's not important.
Yeah, he's pretty epic. The other original Santana was actually named after a novella character. Little trivia.
Oh, was it the novella character or was it her... evil twin, or was it the stepmother who came back right when the baby was being born?
The last one.
Great. Okay. It's important that we discuss these telenovela archetypes.
So you were actually on last week's podcast.
I was, but that was actually the future for me because we rushed in the Kobe Bryant episode after he passed. So
I couldn't stop crying about it.
Yeah. You know. Because sports ball is so important to you.
And I was like, stupid.
I'm an actual basketball player. No, I'm kidding. But
I was actually really upset, probably more than you, about the Super Bowl too, which of course I didn't watch, but I saw the score. I don't know.
See, I'm an actual Niners fan. So again, I was you're so like, sad. No, I'm here to gatekeep her sadness.
This is why I can't watch sporty ball because I would get too upset.
Yeah, do you want us to play some sad saxophone straight out of the 80s?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm going to an 80s party with a casino for my work on Friday, so we've been working on an 80s theme.
Yeah, Sean's going to look amazing, thanks to me and the fact that I never get rid of vintage clothes.
It's important. She's literally had these clothes since the 80s.
Yeah, they're authentic 80s attire.
And I'm singing George Michael in my head. Anyway, we're here to talk about terrible dates, and I'm not the first person to talk about a terrible date on this podcast, but we were hoping it might just be epic enough.
Oh, yours is the worst, though. It's real bad. So yeah, this, what you're about to hear, we actually recorded a couple weeks ago, before, man, when Kobe Bryant still had a heartbeat. I'm so sad.
Well, thanks for... I know. Reopening that wound.
I just felt so much weight in my chest.
Yeah, well, you know, sorry. While we're all thinking about the beloved Kobe Bryant passing, why don't everybody feel free to indulge and enjoy my personal misery? This was my worst date. That was the entire purpose. Is you're punishing me for some meth heads. Okay,
great. Sorry about that. Mm. All right, so we're going to pull from the candle now. Oh, this is a good one for you. Worst date.
Oh. Okay, so I only have one worst date, but I feel like there are a few stories that really would make the cut with somebody who had maybe a lower threshold for fuckery.
Sean has terrible taste in women, and he likes crazy bitches.
No, I don't. I avoid them.
Mm-hmm.
I know. They're
like you.
Sort of fair. Anyway.
You didn't know she was crazy when...
When she was on her meds and I didn't know she had meds to be on.
Mm-hmm.
And then she wasn't on her meds and she was drinking a lot. And then it got real weird. She's a very white girl. Just very white from Virginia. Loved the N-word.
Why's it gotta be a racist thing?
No, I'm just for the context that she was using the N-word upwards of 100 times
like
in one night.
In like a nice way, like, what up, nigga?
No.
And
she was using a hard R, which made it worse.
That is worse.
Yeah, like...
I mean, but was she like talking about the word?
I mean, I was uncomfortable when you said it just now. I can't even tell you how hard my butt clenched when she said it. Over 100 times.
100 times.
In one night, yes.
Oh my god.
No, I honestly, like, I could have crushed a quarter.
Okay, like, question, though. So when she was on her meds, did she ever use the N-word?
No, but she said some things that in retrospect, maybe I should have thought like, huh.
See?
That's a weird thing to say.
That's what I'm saying.
In a race-related conversation. Anyway, that was not the highlight or low light, as the case may be. It somehow kept getting worse.
And a bunch of your friends are there, right?
Yeah, yeah. So this was actually during Super Bowl weekend, and she lived kind of far away, so she came over for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was Friday night. So we started the weekend off with a bang. She's really blackout drunk, and I don't think
was
anybody
she very
else.
Very pretty.
She was very pretty.
Okay.
And she was very tall. A lot of things that I'm into. Anyway, yeah, so like that was night one, and she was blackout drunk and off her meds, and I don't think any of the rest of us had more than 3 beers. So I had 2 roommates.
She was blackout drunk off of beer?
Among other things. Yeah, no. Okay. She found the liquor cabinet.
Okay. You
know? Well, I was trying to be a good host. I asked if she wanted a drink, and once it was out, she continued to help herself until she was racist.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I guess there's a drunk threshold for, you know, how racist you get. But yeah, it got weird. She said some things about killing homeless people. It got really
God,
weird.
What?
So like, yeah, and you know, so there were my 2 roommates were there, myself, this
At
girl who
point?
Will remain nameless,
uh-huh.
her dog. I loved her dog. I miss
Good
her dog,
dog
a lot. It was
uh-huh.
a great dog. Uh-huh. Just an absolute sweetheart. And a few of my friends, Brett, Dan, Kevin, Andrew.
Who was the first friend to be like, Sean, what the fuck?
No, so nobody, because they're all non-confrontational, like just super nice people. So they just sat there uncomfortable and tried to make like super nervous jokes about it. Like,
ugh. Oh, see, this is when you need a friend like me.
Oh, so you're going to what? Come out and
I would,
tranquilizer dart to the neck?
Yeah, that's among other things. I think that's a
me
good
or her.
Call. Her. Obviously.
Okay. Well, I would have liked one. But anyway.
I
noped out of that situation.
You could like pour some Xanax and some booze and fucking go night, lady. Get the fuck
right.
out of here.
So that was day one.
Oh no.
Day two was a little more relaxed.
Wait, so was that night one, like Friday night, or
was
that
Friday
Saturday?
Night? She came over after work.
Oh no.
And Saturday was honestly, it was just more the same as soon as she started drinking, which was around lunchtime.
Oh no. Why weren't you like, oh, fresh out of booze? We must have killed it last night and like hide that shit in your trunk
Come
or something.
Come on. We weren't out of booze. That's not believable. To be clear, I'm not an alcoholic. Or at least I don't go to meetings. But
Jesus.
No. No, I don't actually drink that much. So like there's the alcohol that's around is mostly full, unfortunately. Mm. And it didn't take much with her. She was on a very small frame.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it was a lot more the same, pretty nondescript on Saturday. And then on Sunday, it was the Super Bowl, and she went hard.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so she kept going the same way, but then she was just being loud and annoying, and we had even more friends over because it was the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's 11 people in my house, and this at this point, she's, like, making a scene to the point where I'm like, I could gotta get her out of here.
Yeah,
so like I took her in my room and like tried to talk her down a little bit, and she started getting upset that that was happening.
Uh-huh.
And
as you do.
Yeah,
when you're
completely typical situation. So I some things happened. At this point I was drinking too, because this was stressful. It was my Super Bowl. I wasn't gonna let it be ruined. Which
how much
it was
were you drinking?
By that point, pretty heavily. It was a lot to tolerate. And, it helped me tolerate it.
Uh-huh.
So,
as it does.
Yeah. And then I went into the bathroom, and I'm, you know, and then she like almost like it was unlocked, thank God, because she kicks the door.
Oh shit!
And comes in. She's like, "Are you texting your ex?"
Wait, like, are you like in love with your ex or something at this point?
No, it wasn't. No.
No, there's no validity to that.
No, so like she had seen me text my ex a couple of times.
Okay.
Like when we were hanging out before that,
mm-hmm.
Like weeks before that. And mm-hmm. I was open about the fact that I was talking to my ex, and mm-hmm. I was open about the fact that there was
friends.
Nothing romantic going on with my
mm-hmm.
ex.
Mm-hmm.
if we want to get downer a little bit, a lot of the communication had to do with I was taking my ex's mom to chemotherapy.
Right.
So, okay. Yes, this was not like cheerful, like right. makeup sex with my ex. Uh-huh. This was, yeah. Anyway, but she's wow. drunk and she's off her meds and she's paranoid about right. it. And so she kicks in the door and she's like, are you texting your ex? And I turn the phone screen at her. I'm playing Candy Crush. Mm-hmm. I can't remember how well I was doing, but I've since deleted the app for unrelated reasons. But
pretty good life choice. Okay.
Oh, no, don't worry. I got other games. They're worse. But yeah, it was really weird at that point. So I closed the door. You know, I didn't rush myself, but I finished up. Mm-hmm. And I went outside. And she's making a scene again. So I take her at this point out of my apartment.
So what's going through your head? Are you like, I'm going to get the most expensive Uber in the world and send this lady on her way? Or what did you think was going to happen when you took her out of the apartment?
I thought that I was going to have a heart to heart with her.
Okay.
Calm her down, you know, talk her down, mm-hmm. you know, be real, be genuine, you know, be nice to her and have kind of the situation
de-escalate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like normally I'm pretty good at that.
Mm-hmm. What happened on this day, Sean?
Well, this is why this is the story we told. So I talked to her for a little bit. She didn't seem to be paying a ton of attention.
Oh, no.
And then she started to get naked.
Outside.
Yes, we're outside. We're at like the parking. The
porch or?
No, so like there was a covered parking area.
Okay.
Not indoors, but okay. covered.
So
where I had a specific parking spot. So we're next to my car.
Uh-huh.
And she started getting naked.
Could potentially people see you? Or
oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Anybody who comes down there to park or grab something out of their car could absolutely see us. But okay. she is just getting naked,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, would have been quite a show for them. Mm-hmm. And
that would happen, Sean.
It turns out that the getting naked part was a hint that she wanted to have sex.
Uh-huh.
You know, even though she hated me for talking to my ex 30 seconds earlier.
Uh-huh.
But I guess since it was Candy Crush, we should have sex.
So where'd you go with this?
We did not have sex.
Okay. did you get her to put her clothes back on?
I was not super successful at that.
Okay.
She was fairly angry, and so she did something in anger.
Uh-huh.
She shit.
Oh my god. In your carport.
Yeah, right next to the right bumper.
That's such a power move. I mean, that really must just leave you dumbfounded. Like, yeah. What would you even respond to?
I thought, you know, I didn't go to school for this. I didn't know what I was doing.
I have a psych degree, and I have no idea what to do with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't think anybody went to school for the crisis prevention. I don't know. So, you know, not knowing the number for FEMA off the top of my head. Yes, she's still naked.
Uh-huh.
And uh-huh. she's screaming something at me.
Oh, my God.
So I did the only thing I could think of, get her toilet paper.
From where? You went into the apartment?
I went inside, back into my apartment, grabbed toilet paper, and walked out. Sorry. Everybody's looking at me like, what is going on? And I hand her the toilet paper. She wipes. She tries to blame it on her dog.
Right.
Who was a Pomeranian.
Oh, my God.
So not super believable, just from a size ratio perspective.
Poor dog. Honestly.
It's a great dog.
It's like so sad that
it's a great dog.
People own dogs sometimes.
No, she's great to her dog.
Okay.
Yeah. That's no, good. Her life's a complete mess, but she's actually really, really good at training dogs. That's like cool. She should make that her living.
Mm-hmm.
Because every other aspect of her life is a mess. But
it's a disaster.
The storms coalesce to barely avoid her and her dog.
Mm-hmm.
Just that relationship and her ability with dogs. Taught it over 200 commands. It was very well behaved. Yeah, cool. It was a great dog. Great dog.
Sounds like a great dog.
Yeah. But, you know, he's living in the shame of trying to be blamed for this.
Oh my God.
This errant carport shit. And, it was really weird. She did put her clothes on, though. That was cool. I liked that. So yeah, we went inside, and she was pretty pissed off that I didn't have sex with her, and that well, I didn't actually call her on blaming her dog. I didn't call her out on blaming the dog.
Probably a good move at this point. I think
I just wasn't trying to poke the angry naked racist bear.
Oh my god, was she still naked?
No, she was putting on her clothes.
Okay.
But shit, so she put on her clothes. We went back inside, and she was very upset at the entire situation.
Oh my god.
A lot of unfocused rage. Because frankly, she didn't really have anything to be angry about other than, you know, I turned her down.
I mean, you had a lot to be angry about, if anything.
Yeah, I wasn't angry. I was really just like, why are you ruining the Super Bowl? Not that I mean, I like playing football. I don't like watching football a ton. But they have the best ads.
Yeah.
They really do. They're not going to put good ads on or bad ads on when it's like $1 million for 30 seconds of airtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've watched a couple Super Bowls for the ads.
I know. And my cousin was going to be on one of the ads.
Aww.
And I missed it.
Aww.
Yeah, I missed almost the entire game. This was also,
surprised.
This was the most exciting Super Bowl. Like, the Patriots came back from like a 28-point deficit. It's like the biggest comeback in Super Bowl history. I thought that the Patriots were going to lose. I was very safe and secure in that knowledge because I hate the Patriots, like most good Americans. And
I don't know why everyone hates the Patriots. It's like,
oh, because they're very good.
So
and,
why
and they
that,
cheat.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They've gotten caught cheating a number of times. They get fines and
how so?
People get suspended. Well, there was a whole thing with they were deflating balls. It was like,
oh.
Yeah, it was like a thing. They were swapping.
Gnarly.
They were swapping
well, that's
out.
Not cool.
Well, they were playing one. They did that. They were doing certain things that are illegal to do, like taping their opponents practicing when their opponents came to town.
Oh, shit.
Like, yeah, they've gotten caught cheating a number of times.
Oh, that's definitely
like,
not cool.
Yeah, and so,
right.
But, you know, if you're white, you can get away with these things.
My
so
God.
You go onto a press conference, you get in front of a mic and say, I misinterpreted the rules.
Oh, no.
Or like, you know, Dave Chappelle, officer, I didn't. No, I couldn't do that.
So
no, things are... it's nice to be white sometimes. But anyway, yeah. Fuck the Patriots. But yeah, I thought they had it locked up. That's beside the point.
Okay.
They ruined a good Super Bowl. The commercials. The Patriots won. Basically because of her, I assume. And yeah, no, it was... At this point, she, you know, I'm trying to figure out how I can resolve this situation or, you know, get her out of there or lock her in a tool shed.
Oh, my God.
No, but I lived in an apartment, so obviously that was an option. But, yeah, so at this point, she said she's like, I'm going to fuck your roommates.
Ew. Oh, my God. What?
Yeah.
Like, so. Anyone wants to sleep with her.
Well, not like either of my roommates would do that to me.
Right.
But, you know, people want to sleep with her. They didn't know she'd just shit in a carport.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
pretty.
But she's, like, been spewing racial epithets all
yeah.
weekend.
Yeah, that could have been
that's
problematic.
That's usually a mood killer, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly not erect talking about it right now.
Okay, so how did the fucking of the roommates go?
Not super well for her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she tried to come on as strong as she could and get
what
very
did that
obviously.
Look like? Because as strong as she could is getting naked is what we learned.
Yeah, but you're going to get naked in front of 11 people just to sleep with one.
Well, I'm wondering. Because
at that
know.
Point,
I
you're just
know.
Inviting an orgy. Like,
you say that like
anybody
she
could slip
wouldn't
in there.
Do that.
I don't know what she would.
I don't
do.
Either.
This
is my point. Okay, yeah. So she's just like hitting on people.
It's like she had consent for the first 9 people, but when the 10th person slipped in,
ew,
orgy
ew.
Was ruined.
Gross.
But no.
Cool.
Okay.
Nightmares.
That's how you know you had an interesting day. But yeah, so it didn't work because my roommates were very, very kind, oblivious people. And they had no idea that
they were just like, thank you.
Yeah, they were just very polite to her.
Who
and,
are these people?
Well, their names are Corey and Nick, and they are
lovely
pioneers and gentlemen.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. No, they're great. I've been friends with Corey for almost 10 years. I've been friends with Nick for like a year and a half longer than that.
How long have you been dating this lady at this point?
A couple months.
Okay.
But, you know, we hadn't we hadn't actually hung out that many times just because she lived in Pacifica, and at the time my apartment was in Lafayette. So it was it's a long drive.
Like an hour or something?
Oh, it's like a little over an hour with no traffic.
Okay.
So like that was the whole point of like she was going to make that drive. She was going to make that drive once at the beginning of the weekend mm-hmm. and once at the end.
Have you spent multiple weekends with her before at this point?
I had spent one weekend.
Okay.
We went to SantaCon.
What? What the fuck is that?
You don't know what SantaCon is?
No.
So it's in like early December. Yeah, everybody dresses up as Santa. The women dress up as slutty Santa. Oh my god,
I saw a picture with like 800 Santas and I was like, no one invites me anywhere.
Oh, sweetheart. No. No, try like 20,000. In San Francisco.
It's so weird and yeah. funny, and I want to go.
No, it's pretty
good. And now we're fighting.
Okay, good. I was worried we wouldn't. But yeah, so we went to SantaCon together. You know, I had a Christmas sweater on. I think it was a Deadpool Christmas sweater. Cool. She dressed up as...
I have a Stranger Things Christmas sweater. Why didn't you invite me to SantaCon?
I didn't know you.
Is that true?
What?
When does SantaCon happen?
December 5th,
6th. All right. Your story checks out.
Okay. All right, guys, I made it through vetting. no, so like that was, we did it for the whole weekend for SantaCon. Plus, that was fun because she drugged herself up heavily because she had a cold, but she didn't want to like, or a respiratory infection or something. She gave it to me. I had it for like 4 months. It was awful.
Oh my God.
But, yeah. Anyway, so like there's that.
Learn after.
And then there was another time we just like the first time we hung out, is we got super drunk and like that wasn't a weekend. It was just yeah.
Okay. A night.
Yeah, but that was like the second time we met. But yeah, mm-hmm. it was like, anyway. So I hung out with her 4 times at that point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we'd been like dating for a couple months. I wasn't like dating mm-hmm. anybody else. So I was like,
you know. Did you like her?
I did. And, you know, until that, you know, we had a lot in common. We both liked musicals. We watched Newsies together. It was really adorable, you know. Like, I watch a bunch of Disney musicals, you know. I'm. You know, basically, or at least trying my best to be gay.
How's that going?
Not great. Mm-hmm. Turns out, like, if you're gay, you have to love cock.
Mm-hmm. Or
I failed the oral. yeah. So anyway, no, I'm just a straight man who loves musicals and Whitney Houston.
I mean, Whitney Houston is a national treasure. So
yeah. I'm really kind of upset at the portrayal that Beyonce has gotten, and they keep calling her queen. It's like, have they forgotten? So soon?
That is rude. That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, so your housemates are very kind and at least acting oblivious. It's kind of hard to imagine.
Oh, no, I talked to them later. They had oblivious. No idea.
Okay.
You know... She was the nameless person whose name I'm not going to drop. Mm-hmm. Does not have a name.
Mm-hmm. We'll call her
was
Susan.
Trying to fuck you. Yeah, Susan's good.
Susan's good.
That's not her name, though.
Yeah, I figured. Okay, good. That would be weird if it was.
No, it'd be weird if I confirmed that it really was her name. Which it's not. But yeah, that was awful. I have had other bad dates, though.
Okay, that's a good one. How did it finally end?
Yeah, so she was very frustrated that my roommates wouldn't fuck her, to spite me, and so she grabbed all her stuff, threw it in her car, and she was going to drive home, and at this point, she's, like, blackout drunk. She's basically been blackout drunk the entire weekend.
All weekend, wow.
And I took her keys, and then I found out that her car that I was standing, you know, at the driver window for was a push-to-start, and she was close enough. Yeah. So she pushed to start. I was very startled.
Oh, no.
I don't remember what ended up happening, but she, I didn't keep her keys or whatever the deal was. But yeah. So I went and stood in front of the car and.
Very bold move at this point by you.
I'm a bold man.
I guess so, because I would not. I would definitely think that bitch is going to run you over. Did she try?
No, she didn't try.
She did.
Yeah, she was very successful.
Oh my god.
No, so.
Did you jump on the head of the car? Or I got move?
I got run over a little.
Oh, what?
Like, it was a light.
How do you get run over a little?
Like a. Well, so I was in front of the car. I wouldn't say I had my feet planted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she.
there was contact.
It hit me up a little bit, and I kind of just rolled over the hood.
Okay.
And I rolled to the right, and I figured at that point, you know what? She earned this one. She can go.
Yeah. Here is your key.
She passed the gatekeeper. She knew the security question. Jesus.
Wow. That's a doozy. And she drove away.
She did. She drove all the way back to Pacifica.
Successfully.
Yeah. No, I tried so I tried to contact her sister, who was like...
How'd you know her sister's contact?
I didn't. I tried to contact her on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah. No, her sister's very nice. Her sister's very responsible together.
Presumably on meds or not needing them.
I wouldn't know. Yeah, but under one or another circumstance, she has her shit together. She's like a dental assistant making decent money.
Well, this lady had her shit together until she stopped taking... Okay. Okay. All right. I don't know. All right.
Well, so she had some problems with her jobs at that point because she had been a runway model, but she had a degree. And so like when the modeling career didn't really work out and she moved back from New York, she basically she had trouble getting work, so she does she's like a trade show model now, or at least she was last time I heard about her. She's working as a rep for RX Bar and doing other stuff.
That gig life.
Yep.
Brand ambassador stuff.
The kind of stuff, the prestigious jobs that you find in Craigslist listings.
Right.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't.
Hey, I have a lot of friends who do stuff like that very often that are lovely. So you shut your hot lips.
No, I shouldn't bag on that. But in general, yes, she was doing that because she was struggling despite the fact that she had a degree in a field that wasn't philosophy. So.
Okay. Hey, philosophy is fascinating.
It is fascinating. It's also not going to get you paid unless you're a philosophy professor. Yeah.
Which would be super sexy. But the point is, she drives away. You try to reach out to what?
You have something for professors of a certain type? Yeah.
I mean, in theory, I never had a hot philosophy professor, but.
Oh, okay.
I had like a little angry philosophy professor and a lady philosophy
professor. Yeah, you got a Flitwick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Total Flitwick. But yeah, no. I would love to, that's besides the point. We're not talking about me right now.
We're wrapping up that story because it's going back in the box. I don't want to tell that story for a long time.
It's an impressive worst date.
Yeah, so the sister did not get back to me in time. I was deciding whether or not to call the police. I ended up not. I probably should have. But the sister called me the next day and she hit me back on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh yeah, no, that's awful. You know, thank you for telling me. But you know, like, yeah, she goes off her meds. She's just not her and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but you know, she really likes you. And like, I hope that like, maybe you'll, you know, give her another chance. And I'm like, no.
Was it the racism
one,
or
she really likes you,
the like, shitting in the carport, or what is the straw that just made it no?
How do I leave thee? Let me count the ways. I don't make me choose. I was so just already wondering. from the racism on night one, I was basically done. Like, but how do you just be like, okay, so you're awful. You can't stay here tonight. I know you're really drunk, but find a Super 8. I know you don't have a ton of money. I'm not going to pay for it, but you should.
You're awful. Yeah, I cannot top that. I can't.
Well, do your college best.
I've got two bad dates, but neither of them are close to that bad. And Nerdacious Behavior has already heard of one, so I think I'll go with the other one.
Okay.
Not because it's worse, but because it's kind of funny. So, and I don't even know if I'm calling this a date, really.
Okay.
I don't know. That's what dating me is like. You're
so
like,
you went to this guy's house to record a podcast.
Yes. And he had terrible taste in women. No. So in LA, I had hung out a couple times with Oliver Stone's son. His name is also Sean, I think. Sean Stone.
You told him my real name?
Yeah, Sean. I think I'm fairly, I do have a bad memory. This was a few years ago, but yeah, Sean Stone. And he was in San Francisco. He does weird paranormal movie stuff. It's this thing. He's like this conspiracy theorist and he makes these weird, whatever. I don't know. My mom was like, he's tall and he's handsome and he's Oliver Stone's son. Marry him. And my mom likes conspiracy theories, or she did before she died. And
she might still.
Yeah. So she was, I was like, oh, Sean Stone wants to hang out, whatever. I'm not going to. My mom was like, you must go. So I went, and we met at a bar and it was really loud. And he was there with people that he worked with, and he was like, it was just weird and awkward, and I think he was like using them to impress me and me to impress them, and like nobody was impressed. Like we kind of vibed a little bit. We were like, I was like, oh, what do you do? And then I was like, you make weird movies about ghosts that probably suck. Okay. Moving on, and they were like, this lady's not biting on our weird ghost movie thing. Moving on. And then he was like, let's get out of here. Let's take a walk. So we start walking. It's in San Francisco. We're walking by Dolores Park, and he keeps fucking tickling me. And I'm like,
as one does.
What are you doing, man? Don't fucking tickle me. And it happens once. It happens twice. And I said, if you tickle me again, I will punch you in the face. And for some reason, he felt like calling my bluff, which was not a bluff. So I punched Oliver Stone's son in the face. And it was like the weakest punch of my life, right? I was like, fuck. Well, I said I was going to punch him, so I have to close my fist. But I don't really, like, I'm not trying to break this guy's nose or anything. So it was kind of like that in the face. It was very light. He, like, jumps back in horror.
Daddy! Yeah. Daddy!
Cannot take a punch, is what we learned. And he's like, why did you do that? And I'm like, I told you that I would, and I'm a woman of my word, and you fucking tickled me again. So he did not tickle me again after that.
No, that's good. He learned.
Yeah. I mean, it took physical violence. I really thought that the threat...
Was that not how you learn things?
...of violence would have been enough. But I had to punch
him. Well, now you're learning about me. No. Oh, that's good. That's good. Physical violence is always fun. But yeah, no, I'm just thinking, you know, you never really looked at this from his perspective.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you hit him.
I know.
And that
hashtag
sucks.
Me too. It's not about edition.
It's not about how hard you hit him. It's that, you know, when he was sitting in the classroom of his East Coast boarding school wearing a blazer and for some reason shorts. Nobody ever did that because his dad was very important. And
I hate that shit. Fuck him.
Oh, yeah. No, that kind of might mean something different in that context. Sound like you're bragging about banging him.
No, no, I never did that.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. I can't tell you how big his dick is. I don't know. We never kissed or anything.
Could you ask him?
If you want to know, I could probably text him. He would probably be like, this is very odd.
Before you text him about his dick, just send him the Coke can. Yeah.
Gross. What you packing? Okay, so it gets worse. It's not just about
Jesus
me hitting
Christ. All right.
Sean Stone in the face.
That was entertaining. That was good. It was a little bit light. It was better than my story in that way. It could have ended there.
It could have.
But, okay.
It could have. I'm going to keep going. Or Sean's going to keep going, as the case may be. And we're walking. And I'm like, let's cross the street. And he's like, no. We want to walk by the park. And I'm like, no. Let's cross the street. And he's like, no. And I'm like, fucking idiot. Cross the street now. And he's like, what's your problem? Blah, blah. And I'm like, there is a homeless person masturbating over there.
Good, good. Yeah.
And then he's like, what? And he looks and there's this guy just fucking, you know, it's like Dave
Chappelle. He said, I need this for my movie.
No, but he did get conspiracy theory weird after that. So I'm like, let's just cross the street. It's not a huge deal. I've seen stuff like this before.
Oh, San Francisco.
Thank you.
Our bums are great at masturbating. I mean, I was surprised. Don't get me wrong. I was suitably surprised that this story went there.
But then he's like, what do you mean you've seen stuff like this before? And I'm like, this is not the first time I've seen a man masturbating in public, honestly. And he goes,
yeah, I've been masturbating most of this podcast.
Check this out. He goes, you have dark sexual magic. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? He's like, you were a witch in a sex cult in your past life.
Are you sure this didn't work? You never slept with him? I'm just saying, it may have gotten me.
No.
Oh, other Sean. I'd let you have me if that were your wish.
I was like, what are you talking about? Just cross the fucking street, dude. So we're crossing the street at this point, finally, and he's blaming the person masturbating on my past life as a witch in a sex cult where there were demons and...
To be fair, you were a witch in a sex cult with demons in a past life.
That was actually this life. That's another story.
But also a past life? Or sorry, are you doubling up?
Do you want me to? No.
Kinky.
So that got weird. Yeah, I don't know. And he was like, I have visions sometimes and I can just see you and blah, blah, blah. And like you were this evil temptress and that's why you have all this karma to like undo in this life. And that's why men masturbate around you.
I mean, I'm not a mathematician, but I think just the equation balances. Yeah.
So, yeah, after that, I was like, you know what? You can just walk me to my car. I am ready to go, sir. I came when I did what I came to do. I hit Oliver Stone's son in the face. I got a good story. I'm fucking out of here.
You had that in your back pocket the whole time. That was the intention.
No, it just was a happy bonus.
Yeah, but you said, I didn't know that's what I came to do.
I didn't know that's what I came to do when I went. I mean, really, I just went because my mom made me.
Oh, I assumed that it was your witchy sexual magic brought the sensual tickling out of him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, how did that not work?
That he took me. I asked for it. It's what I was wearing.
And you name dropped him too. Oh. Yeah, sorry. No, as you're staring at me, let me get this top button.
Ugh. It's a pea coat. It just makes men tickle you.
those pea coats just drive me crazy.
Uh-huh.
Not really responsible for my actions at that point. No, it would be like going through Saudi Arabia and just allowing your robe to hike up over your ankle every other step.
Basically.
Like, what do you think's going to happen?
Yeah. Obviously, a strange man is going to masturbate to me. Someone's going to put his hands on me several times.
Oh, man. Sorry. I mean, you kept going, but I was still on that sweet ankle cleavage.
Sorry. Yeah. We'll leave you there for a moment.
Okay. Anyway, no, I'm ready to come back.
My worst date. It's not quite as bad as yours.
The other was your worst date. This was just more funny.
Well, the other one...
You've gone into it, so we won't.
Yeah, but. I don't know. The other one is... I don't know. They're like equal. I can't even pick one. They're both just so shitty.
Mm-hmm.
So, that happened.
That's great. That's just a great story.
And my mom loved it. She was like, that's hilarious. Aren't you glad you went?
Now the hobo. Uh-huh. Can we get back to him? Coke can?
Couldn't tell you. I spotted him from so far away.
So you're just not really staring straight at the penis. You're really just registering the vigorous gestures.
Definitely.
Good.
Vigorous gesture happening.
No, I understand. It's like, I've never had anybody be suitably impressed on the playground when their parents are, you know, taking them away.
Jesus.
I have a spot under the monkey bar. It's not, just don't make it weird.
Yeah, I made it weird. I'm sorry. I do that.
No, I'm like wary of how much I'm actually presenting myself as like a pedophile / sexual predator of one kind or another.
So yeah, those are some pretty bad dates.
Yeah. I mean,
yours wins, obviously.
Oh, thanks.
Like 100,000%. It lasted 3 days.
Oh my god, I didn't even prepare a speech.
We like you. We really like you. And your terrible, terrible taste in women.
Oh, good. Yeah. No. We'll, I can try to improvise one. We'll go here. Nerdacious behavior. Thank you so much for this. It's just, I couldn't even imagine when this day started, mostly because we hadn't picked the topic yet. And I'm so happy to be standing here accepting this award with no trophy, which is kind of on you guys and unfortunate.
I got you a trophy.
But I want to, hi Jock, how you doing? I just want to say all glory to God, through him all is possible. So write that down. And then, you know, I want to thank my parents, without whom I wouldn't be the disgusting weirdo that I am, who apparently attracts these insane people. Who, by the way, I feel bad, because, you know, she's not insane when she's on her meds. Just, you know.
Yeah, that's sad.
That mild is racism, which is really just very American.
It's embedded in the fabric of our history. Did you know that they had a ship of slaves in America before the Mayflower?
I mean, I'm trying to be shocked, but we kind of sucked for a while.
Yeah. We're working on it.
Yeah. First, we abolished slavery. I mean, we were like the last country to do it. But we were only like the second or third to last to, you know, civil rights, because there was the apartheid, so South Africa was worse than us.
Truth.
So, if we're technically not the worst, then
everyone America gets to claim that we're the best.
Oh no! Well, we are the best at a lot of things.
Like what?
Basketball.
Movies.
Yeah, that's important. Movies. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're willing to throw the largest budget at a terrible idea. Oh God! Yeah, no.
Are we the best at basketball? I didn't know that. Not that I know anything about
basketball. We've basically always been the best at basketball. We've lost 2 gold medals since basketball has been in the Olympics.
Really?
Yeah, we lost to Russia in the 70s once. It was a huge deal that they beat us. And then we lost in 2006 to Argentina. But yeah, other than that, we always win.
Okay.
And we pretty much win like the, they have like an inner, anyway, it doesn't matter. Who cares? It's whatever. We're also better at football, but that's mainly because we're the only people who play.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit. They play rugby. Mm-hmm. They don't wear pads and helmets because they're real men.
Right. I don't know. I don't know the difference between rugby and lacrosse. I don't know anything about any sport ever.
So rugby is for English people and people who used to be ruled by English people.
Okay.
Lacrosse was invented by Native Americans, but it's mainly for private school douches.
Oh.
And then, sorry, what was the other one?
Those are the only two. Football? I don't
know. No, but football you understand. You were saying you didn't understand the other one. Yeah. No, football is for, you know, excusing high school rape.
Oh, God.
did that get dark? Yeah. It doesn't just have to be of girls. They do hazing. It's the whole thing.
Oh, my God. Really?
Oh, yeah, you know, you get in the locker room, Jesus. You know, you've got a freshman, you stick some things in his butt. These things happen.
Are you serious? Is that, like, a thing?
Well, I mean, now you're making it sound like...
I don't think that happened.
I'd like my lawyer.
Oh, no.
No, I didn't play football. But, yeah, for whatever reason, football, more than really any other sport, just has an outrageous amount of homoerotic undertones.
I've noticed, like, and homophobia. The tight pants and the ass slapping and the dancing.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay.
No, that's... That's totally, I mean, it's totally gay, but like, which is, you know, not an insult. Not from me anyway.
Hey.
But, I just mean like they do lots of gay, they have a lot of gay chicken. You know what gay chicken is? You make something gayer and gayer, first by saying things, then by doing actions, getting really close and intimate. And then when somebody can't do it anymore because they're just too uncomfortable, they lose gay chicken.
What?
Yeah.
Who plays this game?
Football players.
What? No way.
What? If you find the sport with the most homophobia, and of course it's football because that's Texas's sport, it's also going to have the most weird homoeroticism.
Guys are weird.
Yeah. Why else would we have been that excited about Top Gun? The highlight of the movie was a homoerotic volleyball montage. It had nothing to do with flying planes. I mean, they did that. Like, it was, I guess, part of the movie.
I never saw Top Gun.
Yeah, it's not that important.
Okay.
The important part is that Danger Zone came out of it.
What's Danger Zone?
The song.
Okay.
Highway to the Danger Zone.
Okay, actually, I have heard that for some reason.
Yeah, it's Kenny Loggins.
Okay.
It's a classic. Plus, Archer's obsessed with it, which is probably more important, to the point that they got Kenny Loggins on Archer.
That's cool.
Yeah, they animated him as Kenny Loggins.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I have to take my dog out, so we're done here.
Okay.
Thank you for your terrifying story.
Yeah, well, it was great. This was my first podcast ever. You broke my hymen very gently, and I appreciate that.
Ew, gross.